Bon and Cameron fighting out of Paris, France. Francis the Predator Gandau. 3 rounds by submission, 2 by knockout, he has finished all of his victories. Domi comes in winner of 4th string. Gandau, you know the thing about this guy is, he wants to just strike with you, we were just talking about. Luis Enrique being a brawler. But you know, Francis being a little bit more of a technical standpoint of his striking. He likes to utilize his jab to set up his power, he likes to move his feet a little bit, he's got some head movement in there, whereas Luis Enrique has more of a striking Muay Thai style. Francis Gandau has been able to mix it up a little bit with some boxing and the kicks mixed in there. But in both of these fights that I have seen there, both are heavy to stay in that clinch. They like to work the grappling to the kind to wear down their opponents before they start mixing it up with the hands, and I think that comes a lot with these heavier guys because they know it only takes one punch to put him out. Yeah, Gandau, as you see as he gets undressed, is a huge man carrying around a lot of muscle mass, big, heavy guy with a lot of power to him, and this is going to be a fun way to start off this fight. Pass. 2 big heavyweights, both making the UFC debut, Luis Enrique and this man, Francis Gandau. How about the length of those arms that he has though? His arms go all the way down to his knees. He's huge. And he's got enormous feet. It was one thing I was looking when he's standing on the scale. I mean, this is a big, big man. I just wonder what his reach looks like. Seriously, I mean. His reach has to be out of control. His arms are so long. That's so difficult to deal with such a striker and a grappler on the takedowns when you get in that clinch and they can lock their hands and wrap their arms all the way around you, it changes things. One thing is going to be interesting is he's carrying around Mass Dominic. When you look at all that muscle has got to be fed. This is a big, big guy, and it's a lot of oxygen requirement we are looking at. I couldn't agree more. I would know about all that muscle mass. Joe would. No more getting tired. That's what I know about. There you go. Tail of the tape for this heavyweight bite. Dominic and Joe talked about the reach. Take a look at it. 29-year-old Gandau and 22-year-old Luis Enrique. You know, 2 inches taller, the weights pretty similar, but look at the Dom. 9-inch reach advantage. Gonna be a great way to get things started here in Orlando with the official introductions. Bruce Buffer. Ladies and gentlemen, this fight is 3 rounds in the UFC heavyweight division. Introducing, first, fighting out of the blue corner, our mixed martial artist holding a professional record, 8 wins, 1 loss, 1 no contest. He stands 6 feet 2 inches tall, weighing at 248 pounds. Fighting out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Luis Kilby Enrique. And now introducing his opponent, fighting out of the red corner, a mixed martial artist holding a professional record, 5 wins and 1 loss. He stands 6 feet 4 inches tall, weighing in at 254 pounds. Fighting out of Paris, France, Francis the Predator Gandau. And when the action begins, our referee in charge, John Hosegood. John Hosegood, our referee, count them 5, octagon. Girls here, second time in Orlando, Florida. The other two are hiding. Ready, red, good, already blue. Enrique, and here we go. White trunks for Enrique. Thank you, Joe. Dark trunks for Francis Gandau. 9-inch reach advantage, 83-inch reach. For Gandau, he attacks with the heavy leg kick early. Enrique looked to counter this reach advantage that his opponent has. He needs to be mixing some feints in there and try to be the best to get Gandau to throw something before he's ready for. He has to bring out the strike. I'm going to with early with the fakes. And there's that wrestling.